The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from Northern California, it's Lifeline with Craig Roberts. He's the host of Northern California's longest-running conservative talk show. He's a man with a message, a conservative with compassion. He's Lifeline's own Craig Roberts.
You know, security's getting tighter around here. Good afternoon, by the way. Welcome to this Wednesday edition of Lifeline. Security getting tighter. They checked my ID at the door, and remarkably, they let me in anyway, so... I don't know. We need to tighten down the hatches because they'll just let anybody in these days. Well, I hope you're doing well so far here midweek. What a nice bit of relief we've had. A little bit of a ending, or at least a pausation of the rain we've had over the last couple of weeks here. And let's hope that spring has finally sprung, because boy, the rate we're going will be in summer, Mike, before we finally get around to a period when we don't have to start every day saying, what do you think it's going to be, you know, 10 hours of rain today or a half a dozen? What's the deal? Any event, speaking of the rain, that's a good pivot point to our conversation on the program tonight, because, you know, much as we've seen a lot of raining going on here in the San Francisco Bay region, that's true in other parts of the world, so much so that they have been inundated to the point of severe flooding. But the other irony is that on the very same continent, in this case I'm referring to Africa, there are other countries that are suffering extreme drought. And I say, well, Craig, I haven't heard much about this. Well, let's be honest here. Over the last many months, the news headlines have been singularly focused on what's been happening in Israel, what's been happening in Gaza, the Ukraine, certainly. Russia gets its fair share of headline news. And even North Korea, once in a while, with their saber rattling there, manages to score a headline or two. But the absolute utter irony is that while it may not be making headline news, that doesn't mean that it's not making news and not impacting lives. And if you begin to count the cost of drought in some sectors of the continent of Africa, some cases, like Ethiopia, by the way, suffering the worst in 50 years, and other areas where there's been extreme flooding and either winds up drowning or destroying crops, you begin to see a picture emerging that has been described, well, let me put it this way, the United Nations has looked at what's happening in terms of food supply on the continent of Africa and said that right now, as we speak, over 7 million children under the age of 5 are at risk of dying from severe malnutrition. And you say, well, I know what that is. I've been hungry. My goodness, the kids scream and yell in the back of the car on the way home, and they want something to eat. They're hungry. Now, I'm not talking about an issue of being hungry. I'm talking about an issue of severe acute malnutrition, so much so that without intervention, and in some cases, as we'll share with you tonight, immediate intervention in a literal race against the clock, these children will wind up becoming statistics. The Associated Press calls the hunger crisis along the African continent the worst in 7 decades. The World Health Organization called it unprecedented in terms of food and nutrition crisis. And the Voice of America says that the drought, conflict, and disease has created the worst humanitarian crisis on the African continent in decades. So that's the problem. Now, what to do from a Christian perspective, and how can we help make a difference? Well, to unpack many of the tools that are available to us today and how we can make a difference and literally rescue children on the brink of death from starvation. We're joined now from Save the Children, Mr. Scott Wilder. Scott and I have had a chance to travel around the globe together, and very much always appreciate his wisdom, his insights, and most importantly, his heartbeat for children that are suffering around the world. And Scott, again, welcome. Good to have you with us today. Boy, we talk about some of the reports that are coming out of the African continent, and as I mentioned, while it might not be making headline news, it doesn't mean that it's not impacting lives. And when you talk about the severity of the numbers, in one case, I saw a quote that the food shortages across the African continent and total are impacting today as we speak over 150 million people. That's almost half the population of the United States.
It is hard to believe. I mean, anyone who's ever traveled overseas and maybe you're in a country and there's some big event there and you come back home and you find out that nobody at home even knew it happened. It didn't make the news. You know, we were doing other stuff here. And so we do have a tendency to think that if it isn't happening here, it isn't happening. You know, that what I see is all that there is. What I experience is all that there is. Of course, that's not true. And I think as Christians, especially as Christians, we're called to see the world for the way it really is, and to know that there are people around the world. And as you mentioned, it's so important to talk about the food crisis. It's not people that are hungry alone, and it's not people that are food insecure, which we have plenty of people that are food insecure here in this country. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about feeding a hungry child. We're talking about a medical state. Severe acute malnutrition is a medical state that needs a medical solution. And Save the Children's been doing this for years and years and years. I've been to Africa 14 times so far. And all of my work, while there is great work that is done, even right here in Central Valley, California, done by Save the Children, and they work certainly in the United States in times of crisis and disaster, and in 100 other countries around the world, my personal work is focusing on severe acute malnutrition, specifically in children younger than two. The statistic, 75 million children under five that are at risk of suffering from severe acute malnutrition on the continent of Africa, it seems truly insurmountable. And Craig, you'll relate to this. When I have been in country, about the fourth or fifth day of seeing some pretty harsh stuff, you kind of tuck yourself into bed at night and you almost utter, what's the point? I mean, this, and you know what comes back to me every time? Grow ye not weary in doing good. I mean, you know, we can't do everything for everybody, but we can do everything for somebody. You know, when you come alongside and you save a child from severe acute malnutrition, I don't know if anybody listening here today has ever been desperate with a child that is ill, but if you have been, or maybe desperate in another way, but specifically a child that is ill or dealing with some medical issue, every good parent would say, I would take all of that away from my child and put it on myself to be that desperate. Now, we have so many, safety nets in the United States. The countries we're talking about in Africa, there aren't safety nets. You don't have a family safety net where maybe one person's suffering, but the other five siblings are good and can help out. It doesn't work that way in that part of the world. There's not even, you know, a local safety net or a state safety net or even a national safety net in some of these countries. And so for every child, and again, we did this last year and saved a bunch of kids from severe acute malnutrition. For every one of those children that was saved from severe acute malnutrition, there was a parent or two, a grandparent or four, who were desperate and who needed somebody to put their arm around their shoulder and say, I got this. And so we talk about being blessed to bless. We are blessed to bless. That is why God blesses us, not just because he loves us, but because he trusts us to be him to them, to be conduits through which the blessings flow. They don't just flow to us, they flow through us. And that's what we're doing today. We did it last year. And listen, if you've never done it before, great way to start doing something good. If you've done it every year, do it again. Let me give the phone number real quick. It's a bunch of eights. It's 888 884 4836. And every $60 can provide enough of that plumpy nut. We'll tell you more about the ready-to-use therapeutic food, the emergency nutrition. Can't just give them rice and beans, can't give them an extra sandwich or anything like that, and not take them from two meals a day to three or one meal a day to two. These are children under the age of two that do not have the ability to ingest or digest regular food, and they need this therapeutic food. Every $60 can save one child. And if you just wanted to do $30 a month, that could save over the course of a year six children. You can help save children every single month for less than a dollar a day. So, you know, this hour, we'd love to save at least 25 kids. Think of it as maybe 10 would be $600. So $1,200, that'd be $1,500, I think, would get that done. And so how does it start? It starts with me and you saying, you know what? It's our life verse, Craig. It's behind me in our studio in Texas. And it's Ephesians 2:10. The Bible says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." And I always remark that to do is in those verses twice. We're God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus. For what purpose? To do good works. Which works? The works God prepared in advance for us to do. So if you've ever prayed, "Lord, put something in my path today, and I'll be faithful to be you to someone today. Work through me, Lord, today." This could be the answer to that prayer. We hope that you'll join us. 888-884-4836. The number 888-884-4836. Or simply click on the banner, the Save the Children banner, when you go to KFAX.com.
When we talk about Save the Children, we literally mean saving children. And we'll unpack in a bit more detail for you after the break about what kind of a difference does your giving make, and why can't this be solved with simple beans and rice? And where is the United Nations in all of this? Some insights as we continue, but meanwhile, here's that toll-free number once again, 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836. You can also safely and securely give your gift online at KFAX.com. Just look for the Save the Children banner at the top of our homepage. Don't forget that your gift, whether a one-time gift for a child for $60 to meet their needs for a year or $30 a month that will provide for six children, you are literally bringing children back from the brink of death. These are not hungry kids. These are starving kids. These are kids that are suffering from severe acute malnutrition. What is the difference? It may seem to be nuanced, but in fact, it's pretty stark. And we'll find out some of those insights as our conversation with Scott Wilder from Save the Children continues. Meanwhile, here's your chance to go to the phone, 888-884-4836.
And now back to Lifeline with Craig Roberts.
Mike, our operations manager is over here. Miles was in early today, so Mike is running the big board in the other room and getting a kick out of listening to the off-air dialogue, our spirited conversation today with a dear friend and ministry partner, Scott Wilder, with Save the Children. We've been talking, of course, about the broader issue of the crisis along the African continent. And again, I want to share that toll-free number to call in your partnership with Save the Children at 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836. $30 a month can help save children, and it's less than a dollar a day as you literally rescue them, pull them back from the brink of death because of severe acute malnutrition. Online at KFAX.com. Look for the Save the Children banner at the top of our homepage. Scott, let's talk a bit about that. You made a reference before the break to the notion that the issue here is we talk about children, particularly along the African continent. We articulated earlier the fact that right now, as we speak, over 7 million children under the age of 5 are at risk of dying from severe malnutrition right this very moment. Mm-hmm. And people sure say, well, I get that, so, you know, let's just raise a little money and ship them some beans and rice. Why is this not a beans and rice kind of problem?
Yeah, I think the best way to explain severe acute malnutrition is to think of it in terms of severe dehydration. You know, if you were severely dehydrated, I couldn't just throw you a bottle of Dasani and say, drink this, you'll be okay. If you're severely dehydrated, your body begins to shut down. And there are medical things that are taking place. Your organs shut down. You can die, obviously. Severe acute malnutrition is no different from that. It's just the nutrition side, whereas the hydration side is the other. When you're severely malnourished, you know, severe acute malnutrition, you need a medical solution to the medical problem. They can't even ingest or digest regular food anymore. Even mother's milk is no longer enough to sustain them and bring them back from the brink. And you may say, well, I've seen pictures of kids like that, and their bellies are big. I mean, they seem like they're probably fine. It looks like they're well-fed. That is not the sign of a well-fed child. That is the sign of a child whose body is warring from within, where you've eaten up all the fat of your own body and your organs are exploding. And that distended belly is not a sign of being full. It is a sign of being so close to death. And so when you're at that point, you need a medical solution. And so there had been, emergency nutrition for years and decades. But about 18 years ago, there really was a miracle that was developed. The brand name is from a French company, and the brand name is Plumpy Nut. It's P-L-U-M-P-Y, I think apostrophe N-U-T. It's a peanut-based paste that is about the consistency of Nutella. And it has vitamins and all kinds of things in it, medicine in it. And it's in a little foil pack, smaller than the size of your hand. And you just crack off the corner, like tear off the corner, you know, like if it was salad dressing at the drive-thru. And you just squeeze it. I've done it myself. Squeeze it right into the mouth of a child being held by her grandmother or by her mother. And they can ingest it and they can digest it. And literally, and I don't use that word, I don't use the word literally figuratively, literally, within a week, 7 days, 8, 9 days, that child's life has been saved. And lest you think this isn't really life and death, I remember being in a hospital in Agui, which is about 10 and a half hours east of the capital of Niamey in Niger. And this hospital could bring in 50 children every single day, younger than the age of two. 50 every day, suffering from severe acute malnutrition. And so what we wanted to do was to follow the progress of a child from the point where they're brought in to this stabilization building, which is the first building. Because when you're severely malnourished, you can also suffer from all kinds. I mean, diarrhea, you have respiratory issues. They have to stabilize that first before they can then move to where you get the nutrition, the Plumpy Nut, and things like that. So we're going bed by bed by bed. 50 beds. Children 2 years and younger. I mean, 4 months old twins that weighed 2.2 kilograms is under 5 pounds each. 4 months old.
Wow.
Less than 5 pounds each. And they were right on the brink. So we're going bed by bed by bed. Came back the second day to sort of follow the progress, which children have been stabilized, which children went from the zone one building or the stabilization building to the next building, and let's follow her or him back ultimately to their village. And so we came to the second bed, and I turned to my interpreter, Ali, and I said, where is the bed was empty. And so, where's the little girl that is here? Was here yesterday, the girl we met. And he said, she is no more. And I thought, you know, something's lost in translation. And I said, so is she in a different building now? Or she's back already at her village? She's well? Or is she seeing the doctor for some extraordinary thing? And he said, no, she died overnight. So between day one and day two, and as tragic as that is, and of course it is a stark reminder that this truly is life and death. This is not just kids that are hungry and we want to have a brand new basketball afternoon program or have an extra snack before they go home. This isn't that. This is saving the life of a child. The miracle that the Plumpy Nut was, I sort of missed connecting this, but about 18 years ago when Plumpy Nut was introduced, those things that were there before that were the therapeutic answers, almost all of them needed to be refrigerated.
That's a big
well. That's where I'm going. So if they had to be refrigerated, that means they had to be administered at a hospital, not a health post, not a little hut in the closer to the villages where people could get to it. It had to be administered at a hospital. So when Plumpy-Nel was developed, it doesn't need to be administered to the hospital, and it doesn't need refrigeration. And I know it's a very Western thing to even think this, so no judgment. Everybody has thought, well, what's the big deal? Well, Niger, for example, 80% of the country is Sahara Desert. Only about 25% of the country even has electricity. And so you're talking about people that are in villages that walk hours and hours and hours just to get to a health post or a hut that has medicine. And today, when you provide that Plumpy Nut, this is something that we can ultimately, you know, make sure moms and grandmas know exactly how to administer it, make sure the child is stabilized, make sure that everything is ready, ultimately can be sent back to her village with her parents and give a week's supply to go back into the village where there is perhaps no, most likely no electricity, and they can still administer it, and the child's life can be saved. Parents cannot walk 3 and 4 hours every single day to and from, and these are not hospitals that have, you know, great rooms with, sterile environment and TVs up on the wall or in the corner of the room. This is a place where you come, you get what you need, and you get out, because there's somebody else right behind you who needs it too. So that's why it's so important to provide the Plumpy Nut. And that's what we're doing today. Every $60 could save one child. So if you have three kids, for example, or three grandkids, and you wanted to save as many kids as you have blessings in your life, $180 in a one-time gift can save three children. Or maybe just take whatever. Maybe you have 10 grandkids. You have $600. Say, I can't write a check for or put on my card for $600 in one chunk. Then split it up over a year. Divided by 12 and do whatever that is, you know, divided by 12. $30 a month can help save children throughout the year at six children over the course of the year at $30 a month. And, of course, combined with other people, it's even more than that. But $30 a month, that's less than a dollar a day. A lot of people decided to do the monthly. And so we invite you to do whatever's right for you. We want you to do it. We don't want you to miss the blessing. We think, really do believe, I believe this is a divine appointment that you're listening right now. You might be listening for the latest on A, B, or C, and you have happened upon this. We don't believe it's coincidental. We believe it's providential that God knew we would bump into each other around this corner. And so now the question is, what will you do with it? And we certainly hope that you'll join us in doing this again this year, as we do every year. The Bay Area last year was significant in that I believe we saved, I think it was well over 500 children's lives were saved, certainly bumping on 500. And every year we've done this has been remarkable. But the need is still there. And we are still blessed. And so we want you to not miss the blessing. We're blessed to bless. That's why we've been blessed. And we invite you to do it with us today at 888-884-4836. Or click on the banner, the Save the Children banner, when you go online to KFAX.com.
Be mindful that this is literally a race against the clock. I mentioned earlier that the Associated Press has characterized what's going on the continent right now as the worst hunger crisis of the last seventy years. World Health Organization calls it an unprecedented food and nutrition crisis. And as Scott has pointed out, this sense of urgency is surrounding the fact that we're not talking about hungry kids. And a lot of us, I think, can relate to what it might mean to be hungry. We're talking about kids that are starving to death, that if there is not immediate and appropriate medical intervention, they will die. And I know that sounds stark and it sounds harsh, and Craig, how can you say that? But them's the facts. So then the question becomes, what are we going to do with this information? How can we make a difference? And while numbers may seem to be overwhelming, food shortages impacting 150 million people, how can we possibly rescue them all? How is it going to make a difference? I tell you how it's going to make a difference. It's going to make a difference for every single child that you literally save right now. And every parent out there whose heart is torn apart who cries themselves to sleep because it is beyond their ability to even save their own child. But the good news is it's not beyond our ability. The Lord has blessed us here in America, and I believe blessed us for a reason. So let's take advantage of this opportunity. Again, the toll-free number to call, 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836, or safely and securely online, look for the Save the Children banner at the top of our homepage when you go to KFAX.com. One-time gift of $60 will literally save a child. Easier still, $30 a month, easy, just call and say, just charge my card, $30 a month for the next 12 months, you'll literally rescue six kids. 888-884-4836, or click on the banner, Save the Children, at KFAX.com.
And now back to Lifeline with Craig Roberts.
888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836. Partnering with Save the Children. We've had a chance to travel, see where they're working outside of the United States. And boy, they are in many respects absolute miracle workers. And you know what? Truth be told, it takes a miracle for what's going on in the continent of Africa today. We here in Northern California certainly are very familiar with the impact of drought. My goodness, we went through it for, what, Mike, 5, 6, 7 years in a row until the rainy season of 2023, 2024. I don't know. Is it over with yet? You know, it's not Thursday yet, so we might have more rain in the forecast. Who knows? But we know the impact of prolonged drought. The only significant difference is when you talk about prolonged drought, that doesn't last a year or three or five or six, but lasts 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And then you couple with that things like plagues of locusts, and I use the plague term intentionally so, which has also been problematic along the African continent. You begin to see this powder keg of political unrest and conflict and disease coupled with drought that impacts food production, crop production, and ultimately impacts human lives. It is a humanitarian crisis of unparalleled extremes. And if that were the end of the story, we could have ourselves a good cry and say, thank God I live in America, and go to bed and sleep pretty soundly. But we shouldn't tonight, because there is a tremendous need. And yet, if you are mildly disturbed by this need, here's an opportunity for you to make a difference and do something about it. We've been talking about the miracle food called Plumpy Nut, which is specifically and intentionally formulated for children that are suffering from severe acute malnutrition. And as Scott Wilder mentioned, the fact that this can be distributed widely, does not require refrigeration, has got a long shelf life, doesn't need to have a medical expert to administer it, is literally saving children from dying day after day after day. And your support, your partnership, can make that become a miracle answer to prayer for more and more kids. A gift of just $60 one time will meet the physical and medical needs of a child for a year. $30 a month spread out over the course of the year will allow you to literally rescue, save six children from death. We're not talking about hungry kids. We're talking about starving as unto death. That's what your gift does. Tax deductible when you call toll free, 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836, or safely and securely online when you simply go to KFAX.com. Scott, let me ask you this. You're not, pardon me, at risk of dying from severe malnutrition. People say, well, why isn't the United Nations stepping in? Mm-hmm. Or don't they have emergency services?
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody looks for, you know, somebody else to get it done. And it's important to note that, yeah, that is one place. But there are also, I mean, this is not true for Save the Children work. But I mean, you and I were both familiar with what goes on in some places like North Korea, where, you know, we were there and walked through a marketplace and saw 100-pound bags of rice with USAID written on it for sale to people. Well, that USAID rice is not intended to ever be sold, but when it's, you know, pirated at port and then used by somebody to make money, that's this is why it's so important to work with trusted organizations. Not that USAID is not trustworthy. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying on the ground sometimes it goes sideways. And you know, just if I could say just a word, about drought. You know, I think the world is always a little bit more like chess than checkers. You know, checkers would be there's a drought, so there's an absence of water, so there's a problem there. But, you know, the truth is, if you don't have water, you don't have water for crops. If you don't have water, you don't have water for people. If you don't have water, you have water for livestock. If you don't have livestock, you can't sell them at market. If you don't have crops, you can't feed your livestock, like the livestock behind me. I can't feed them enough. But you can't take care of the livestock. And ultimately, it's the children that are hurt the worst and the first. They are always the ones that are. I remember a mom, and you have to disabuse yourself of what a restaurant is. Now, some of the greatest eating I've ever had in my life has been had right here in the Bay Area. I save my pennies and go to Skoma's every time I'm there because it's one of the best meals ever. I remember coming back from China, and all we wanted was great steak and lobster and some decent beverage, and got in the cab and never been to it before and told the guy, I said, this is what we want. He said, I'm taking it to Skoma's. So I went to Skoma's, and or Skoma's, however you say it there.
Skoma's.
But, yeah. So some of the greatest places in the world. So this little lady had a restaurant. And her restaurant wasn't like a restaurant like we're used to. All it really was, and Craig, you'll understand, all it really was a folding table and some plastic chairs that looks like they would collapse if we sat on them in her dirt front, in front of her hut. And she would cook a little bit of extra food. And people that would come and go to market, they would then purchase a little bit of food. It was how she made her money. Well, with the drought, nobody was going to market. Nobody had money to buy anything at market. Nobody had anything to sell anything at market. And so nobody was going by her little, what she called a restaurant, by her hut. Well, she ran out of money, and her twins, that both counted on her for mother's milk, both were suffering from severe acute malnutrition. If it were not for Plumpy Nut, if it were not for the ready-to-use therapeutic food, if it were not for the emergency nutrition, those children would have died. And those were children saved by gifts from, like the gifts given today, to save the children. So that's the impact you can make today to make a difference. And just to reach out, I know that as Christians, we see this and we want to be used by God. Let me be Him to them today. We pray that in our quiet time, Lord, put this in my path and I'll be faithful to do it. But even if you weren't, even if you only had a nodding acquaintance with God, I got to tell you, it is good to do good. It is just good to do good. When you're a part of something bigger than yourself and you say, when you put your head on the pillow tonight, I made a difference today for one family, for one child, for 10 children, for 10 families, whatever, maybe one a month. A lot of people have gone to that kind of giving. I have, where it's not just a one and done, you know, where it's I got it now, I want to give it now. Most of my giving is the kind of thing I want to have it just be an outgrowth of who I am. I do it all the time. I mean, every month I do it. And as I get that little tickler, that little note on my phone that says, hey, this amount's coming out, I pray. And not that I need the reminder, but it reminds me to pray for the people that are going to receive this gift and to be thankful to the Lord that He's provided for me in a way that gives me that opportunity. So we just really invite you to do it. We draw the circle big. There is no amount too little. There's no amount too large to be a part of it today. You'll be saving children when you join Save the Children today at 888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888 36, 888-884-4836. Or do it online really quick, less than 60 seconds. You get it done online when you click on the Save the Children banner at KFAX.com.
There is a real sort of bottom line to all of this. And while we've offered some insights in terms of helping you explain some of the driving points, the inertia that's been behind some of this suffering, it would take years to sit here uninterrupted and try to unpack the political reasons, the conflicts, the disease, the weather that impacts these circumstances. But you know, at the end of the day, trying to figure out who made it wrong is one debate. But isn't it great to know that you can be part of a solution that understands how to fix it, how to make a difference,
amen,
how to save a child? And you know what? We can sit here from the comfort of our home, front seat of our automobile, wherever you happen to be right now, with access to your cell phone or your telephone or your tablet, and hop online or hop on the phone and connect up and literally from a world away, save a child's life. And it's simple as calling 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836. Your gift of as little as, say, $60 one-time gift to rescue a child, $30 a month seems to be kind of a popular approach for many folks. They just say, hey, I don't want to do one thing and be done. I want to do a big thing, and I want to make a commitment that I know in the end is going to have a significant impact on each and every life that I touch. And boy, there's no greater gift than the gift of life. Amen. And so why not give the gift of life today, right now? I know that it's a difficult scene to picture in your mind of a child that is literally starving to death, but you can be the answer to that child's parent's prayer by picking up the phone right now and saying, yes, count me in. I want to do everything that I can with my gift to literally change a child whose circumstances is so horrific and save them from the brink of death, of starvation, from severe acute malnutrition. Again, the toll-free number, 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836, or safely and securely online, look for the Save the Children banner at the top of our homepage when you go to KFAX.com.
And now back to Lifeline with Craig Roberts.
Welcome back. We've characterized this current crisis along the African continent as one in which there is literally a race against the clock. And when you think about food shortages that are impacting upwards of, I don't know, 150 million people, and of that, according to the United Nations, 7 million of them 5 years old or younger. We're talking babies. 5 years old or younger at risk of dying from severe malnutrition. I saw my godson recently, and Emilio is, we joke, he's going on 40. He's one of those surprisingly smart kids, almost to the point of making you nervous. But such an absolute sweetheart, and I look at that young man, and I'm so proud of him, and I think to myself, it would break my heart to know that he was in a scenario where he would be literally starving to death. And says, Godfather, I would do everything within my power and then some to try and reverse the scenario. Do you realize that there are parents all across the African continent that are praying that prayer, Lord, that you would grant me the ability to do something, anything, to save my child, and yet so many feel utterly, completely powerless and hopeless. And yet that's where you and I can step into the equation and make a difference. When we stand with Save the Children by providing emergency nutrition, helping children that have been dealing with natural disaster, political crises, conflicts, disease, all of it, and stepping in and saying, let's be an answer to prayer by calling that toll-free number, 888 888- 888-884-4836. Again, 888-884-4836. Your gift is not just a contribution that you can write off at the end of the tax season, though you can. Your gift is not just something to do to make you feel good, though it will. Your gift is that which will literally save a child from dying from severe acute malnutrition. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. Scott Wilder, some might think, well, this is a gloom and doom Roberts here tonight talking about the harsh reality that the newspaper is not paying attention to because Ukraine, Israel, all of it seems to capture more headlines. But there is a bright side to the story, and that is the backside to the difference that this plumpy nut is making. Mm-hmm. And I want you to speak to that for people listening that say, well, I get what you're talking about in terms of the suffering and that it can be suffering as unto death. But once a child receives Plumpy Nut, how does that go about literally being that answer to prayer?
Wow. That a child is brought back from the brink. I mean, you got to think of it this way. If someone is really on the brink, think about a child that is about to step into oncoming traffic, and you're standing right beside this little girl. When you reach out and grab her and bring her back, at that moment, she has come back, but she's on her way back. So the moment that Plumpy Nut is delivered, and you mentioned earlier something about you don't need to be special trained. Hey, if I've done it and I've done it, if they trust me to administer Plumpy Nut, to squeeze it into the mouth of a child who's being held, she can't even hold her head up. She's so weak. Anybody can do it, but it's got to be there. And that's what we're doing together today. We're providing that. And you mentioned the blame game. The blame game is fun, man. The blame game is so easy and so fun. We spend all of our time and all of our energy figuring out who's to blame and who. But the real energy ought to be spent saying, what can I do? What can I do today and who can I trust? What can I do? Who can I trust? If you go to Charity Navigator and look at the 4-star rating, 95%+ rating in these categories of transparency, these different ones that you care about. Go to Charity Navigator and search Save the Children. That answers the question, who can I trust? So what can you do? You can provide the emergency nutrition, the Plumpy Nut we're talking about today, that ready-to-use therapeutic food, RUTF, is what's on the big pallets and packages in orange and white letters, RUTF. And when that comes in, I remember taking it into a little health post, and a woman was there with her grandson. And she was, I mean, I'm 6'2", and she could not have been 4'10". I mean, she's very, very slight, old woman. Had to be, she looked like she was in her 90s probably. And she couldn't have weighed 73 pounds. She was very, but when she saw us coming in with this Plumpy Nut, she was wearing, they don't wear dresses so much as they wear like sheets, colorful sheets that are sort of wrapped around. You've seen this kind of thing before. And she got up and she started doing a dance, screaming and hollering, yipping and yipping, yipping. And it was all, and she kept saying, miracle food, miracle food, miracle food, miracle food. Because she knew that Plumpy Nut was going to save, and it did save her granddaughter's life. And so I would just say, be a part of something bigger than yourself today, and just say, I'm going to come alongside these parents. I'm going to raise my hand and say, God's blessed me, and I'm blessed to bless. I want to be Jesus with skin on today. I want to do something where I can say at the end of the day, Lord, I prayed that prayer at the beginning. I prayed the prayer in my quiet time. Lord, if you'll give me the opportunity to be you to someone today, Lord, do some work through me today. You'll know that you did that. You were faithful to that. And again, we're blessed to bless. And so we invite you to do it with us today. It's so easy to do. And all you got to do is call 888-884-4836 or go online and click on the Save the Children banner at KFAX.com.
I make this reference every now and then, but I do it because it's so absolutely true. You know, you think about the investment in saving lives, and to put some easy perspective on this. this, a lot of us, and you're going to think, Craig, you're saying that because you're Italian. Well, that may be partially true, but the fact of the matter is a lot of families will pick the occasional Friday at the end of a busy work week and maybe once a month say, okay, we're giving mom the night off, dad's not going to be in the kitchen, the kids all celebrate and hip and hooray for that, and say, we're just going to order some pizzas, maybe have a movie night at home, and get the family some pizzas. You'd be hard-pressed, even though you might be a coupon clipper, to be able to get enough pizzas for the average family of, say, four or six for under $60. In fact, you're going to probably spend right around $60. And if you're lucky, there'll be some leftovers, although if it's in my house, probably by midnight, it's all gone, right? And yet, for the same $60, you can literally rescue a child and save a child from dying from malnutrition. Now, as Scott Wilder has suggested, to say, well, just send them a pizza. No, you can't do that. These children's bodies are in a state where they just simply cannot absorb normal nutrients. Many of us have had experiences with the flu. And then the doctor says, well, the problem is you're dehydrated. And so they won't tell you just go drink a bunch of water. Say, no, you need to replace your electrolytes. You need to get some of the nutrients back into your system so that your organs can rehydrate and your body can begin functioning normally again. Well, Plumpy Nut does just that. You know, if you could give the kids a coupon for Domino's, be great, but you'd kill them, because they're suffering from severe acute malnutrition. They're not hungry. They're dying for lack of food. This is the problem that we can provide an answer to simply and easily through this miracle called Plumpy Nut. It's not peanut butter. I've heard some people say, well, you're giving the kids peanut butter. No, no, no. This is especially medically formulated to address the deficiency in nutrients and vitamins that the system, that a young child's body needs, and to get them back on the road to recovery. And your $60 is a one-time gift, or $30 a month if you want to rescue and literally save six kids for the year. Easy to do by calling 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836. Remember, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover. And you can easily also securely give your gift online if you'd prefer by going to KFAX.com and looking for the Save the Children banner at the top of our homepage. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. Why don't these countries figure out a way to solve this problem on their own? We'll talk about that part of the equation as our conversation with Scott Wilder from Save the Children continues. And here's your chance again to make that phone call at 888-884-4836, or clicking on the Save the Children banner when you go to KFAX.com. Do it now.
And now back to Lifeline with Craig Roberts.
All right, we're back. Hour number two unfolding before your shell-like ears for this Wednesday, the 17th day of April. Craig Roberts along with Scott Wilder from Save the Children. Scott and I have had a privilege of traveling literally around the world. I think one of our first trips was into China, my goodness, 30-something years ago. We were just babes in arms. I mean, just barely eligible to even take a passport photograph.
Yeah, it's shocking. It's, we've seen it all.
We have
indeed.
We're
still friends. So.
And you know, the interesting thing is, the perspective for listeners, Scott, we have seen it all. And we've had the opportunity to visit some beautiful places around the planet, and places that will absolutely crush your heart, will take your breath away to the point where it's so heartbreaking, your head hits the pillow at night, and as you reflect back on the scenes that you've seen, and I'm thinking about trips specifically to the continent of Africa, and you think to yourself, Lord, why? I mean, God, what's going on here? Not only in terms of why are these people suffering the way they are, but then you instantly juxtapose in your own mind about, well, wow, that is so the polar opposite of my experience. Yes. My experience is there's so much food left over. The dog is eating steak tonight, and yet there are people that are on continents unlike ours for whom their children are literally at the brink of starvation. And I guess we can get caught up in a lot of the why lords. And yet God's got a very simple answer. You know, we're told that the poor we will have with us always, and that God has chosen to love his creation and use us as tools by which that might be affected. And I guess that really comes down then full circle to the reason why we're here tonight and this challenge yet opportunity that lays before us.
Yeah, let me thank a couple of people that have called the last couple of minutes. And by the way, thank you for what we did a year ago. 350, 400, 500 children were brought back from the brink of starvation, the brink of death, because of what we did. They are alive today because of what we did last year, and we do it again this year because the need is still there, and we are still blessed, and we can still do it, and God is still blessing us so that we might be a blessing to others. So let me thank people that have called the number. Let me give the number again real quick, too. That number is 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836, or online. You can do it that way at KFAX.com. Click on the Save the Children banner. Larry in Bay Point said, you know, I'm in. I'm going to do it. I'll be a part of it today. So, Larry, you're contributing to saving the lives of children suffering from severe acute malnutrition. We also mentioned, in addition to one-time gifts, if you want to do a monthly gift, you know, for less than a dollar a day, $30 a month, you can help save children throughout the year. And Carol in Pinole said, I want to be a part of that. So she said, I'll do the $30 a month. So thank you, Carol. And Carol and Larry, would you join us in prayer? And I'm being serious. Would you just pray real quickly, wherever you are, in the car or wherever, about the next couple of people that they'll be touched and decide to be a part of this? And we have about 500 children to save in 2 days. And we can do it. We know because you've done it before. And again, you know, $600 can save 10 children, providing that plumpy nut. $6,000 can save 100 children. So we're just looking to, we're not going to tell you what the number is, not asking anybody to do what they can't, just saying, hey, would you like to do what you can and be a part of it today and just say, yeah, I'm going to be on the team. If you've never done it before, this is a great way to start. To reach out and maybe tell the kids, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to provide $60 to save one child, providing enough of that plumpy nut to save one child, that ready-to-use therapeutic food, that peanut-based paste. Doesn't need to be refrigerated. Doesn't need to be administered at a hospital. It doesn't need electricity or anything else, no special training. You simply crack open this little foil pack and you squeeze it right into the mouth of a child. I've done it myself. I've been to Africa 14 times so far. I don't know how. I never thought I'd go one time. I never go to the places that I've been with Craig and other folks. I remember being in Africa. Craig, you remember this man? A man who said, you know, Lord, we are praying that somewhere, someone is thinking about us. And that struck me. I don't know why it struck me. Maybe I was just, you know, dog tired after the day or whatever. Well, I was just so primed to hear that. I've remembered that. It was in 2003. We were in Kenya. And I remember him saying, oh, Lord, please let there be someone, somewhere, thinking of us. And I thought, man, that really is all that it takes, isn't it? To just consider somebody else, to think of somebody else, somebody far away who you'll never meet in this life, but Lord willing, someday you'll meet them in the air, and they're going to say, you know what? It's because of you that I lived, because of you that my son lived, that my daughter lived, because you provided that emergency nutrition. You heard it on the radio. You were tuning in for something else. But God said, hey, wait, hold on a second. This is an appointment that I knew you would have, that you would be here. And what was the great, I think, was it, maybe it was, I don't know who it was that said it. You know, you can look away, but you can never say you didn't know. Now you know. You have an opportunity today to make a difference and to provide that plumping out, the ready-to-use therapeutic food. And we want to thank you by first name and by city, too, if you want to join us. We'd love to see a contagion of compassion. Just one after one after one after one. Wouldn't that be something if all we're doing is thanking people and reminding those that are just joining us how to do it, and again saying we love from the Bay Area, certainly one of the greatest parts of the greatest country in the world, to send miracles to some of the most desperate parts of the world where I've been and where people are waiting and praying and standing on their tiptoes, looking to the horizon, shading their eyes from the sun, wondering if today is the day that their prayer will be answered. You can be an answer to that prayer today. 888-884-4836. A lot of eights. It's 888-884-4836. Or simply click on the banner, the Save the Children banner, when you go to KFAX.com.
The great William Wilberforce made observation.
About that.
Yep, that's okay. I hesitated because I was going to use another name, and I'm glad I hesitated and looked it up.
I was going to say Mother Teresa, and I thought that wasn't Mother Teresa. I know it wasn't.
Yeah, and for some reason, my mind went to C.S. Lewis. So.
There you go. Well, we both missed, but you're right.
It was William Wilberforce who said, "You may choose to look the other way, but you can never say again that you did not know." That is
I was a pretty decent accuracy on my quote, except for, of course, who said it.
That was an excellent accuracy, and one that that ought to sort of come home and roost in our hearts, because you know we all do this. I think we hear about some crisis going on somewhere. There might be a shooting somewhere, or a house explosion, or something that goes on at a school, and immediately parents will all think about their kids. Maybe pick up the phone, make sure that they're okay, even if they're, you know, in their 40s now. We all, I think, are inclined to do that. And the notion of that man's prayer, that somebody tonight is thinking of us.
Mm.
Wow. Mm. Let that sort of percolate in for a moment. Think about those that we don't know on lands we've never visited and may never, in fact, this side of glory visit. Mm-hmm. And nevertheless are praying that someone somewhere will be thinking about them. But not just thinking. Hopefully from a Christian perspective, putting actions to our prayer, mm-hmm, as we step forward in faith and say, "Lord, what can I do to love someone on your behalf today? Amen. How can I let my blessing be paid forward to lift the burden, to make the burden of another a little bit lighter?" That parents tonight along the continent of Africa are praying, "Lord, just hear my prayer for my starving son, my starving daughter." And you right now can be an answer to that prayer by simply going to the phone, dialing 888-884-4836 and saying, "Count me in. I know when I can't look the other way. I want to do something, anything that I can do to make a difference for at least the life of one child." 888-884-4836. Again, 888-884-4836, or safely and securely by going online to KFAX.com and clicking on the Save the Children banner at the top of our homepage. $60 one-time gift will rescue a child. $30 given monthly, and they'll make it automatic, so there's no fuss or muss on your part. At the end of 12 months, a full year, you will literally pull back from the brink of death six kids. Some parents tonight might say, "In the honor of all my kids, I'm going to rescue a child, each and every one." Or grandparents that might say, "Hey, I've got six grandchildren, and we're going to do it right now and commit to $30 a month at 888-884-4836. Be an answer to prayer. Be an answer to that prayer from the gentleman in Africa that said, "My hope and prayer is that somebody, somewhere tonight is thinking of us." Will you think of them and then put some feet, some action to your thoughts and be an answer to prayer? 888-884-4836.
And now back to Lifeline with Craig Roberts.
Welcome to you back. We continue on the conversation here. Wednesday edition of Lifeline. And again, that toll-free number is 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836. Your gift of $30 a month will literally rescue, will save the lives of six children over the course of a year. It's your opportunity to provide emergency nutrition to help children that are suffering from what's called severe acute malnutrition. Now, we've done many things on this program down through the years to help hungry kids. We're not talking about kids that are hungry. We're talking about kids that are literally starving from severe malnutrition. That means it's a matter of weeks, sometimes days, dare I even suggest sometimes even hours before they succumb to their malnutrition. And this is not, hey, let's run down to, Mickey D's and pick up some Happy Meals and the kids will be back in good shape again. No, it doesn't work that way. Plumpy Nut, as we've learned tonight from my colleague and friend Scott Wilder with Save the Children, has been specifically formulated by medical experts that takes into consideration the nutritional needs of a child who is, in fact, suffering from severe acute malnutrition. So, again, it's not grab a Happy Meal and they'll be happy again. They need a lot more, and they need it urgently. And they need it in such a fashion that will not only their body be capable of absorbing the nutrition, but also distribution of same in parts of the world where it's dirt roads and it's on a Jeep and traveling for 4 hours to get to the next village. There's no telephones. There's no cell service. There's certainly no electricity. Power ends at the end of the city in many parts of the world. While that seems odd, perhaps in America, that's not true for a lot of the world. And so refrigeration, simply not available. So then what do? You have to come up with something that will provide for the needs of the child, will rescue them from the brink of death, while being easy to distribute and easy to administer and easy to maintain. And that is the miracle of Plumpy Nut. And your gift tonight helps provide that miracle and literally will save a child from death. 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836. And Scott, you've seen this. As you've shared, you've gone and administered Plumpy Nut to children, and you've literally, over a short period of time, inside of a week or so, seen these kids do a complete about-face from being listless and lifeless, and you know there's not much time, to suddenly seeing the joy and the sparkle return to a child's eyes, all because of the miracle called Plumpy Nut.
Listen, you know, we have, it's true. I've seen it all. Let me tell you something else. When I was on that side of the microphone, those many years ago, we did little things. We had little sayings that we would say, you know, trying to burn them in people's minds. We called them Wilderisms. My last name really is Wilder. Wilderisms. And one of them was, listening is more than waiting for your turn to talk. Okay, that's one of the Wilderisms.
Good.
Another one is the leak in the roof gets fixed when it drips on the boss's desk. That's when you know. That's when it's going to get fixed. But one that we've sort of developed because of this work that we've been doing long after we stopped doing the radio thing on a daily basis is this one. It's really stuck, and that is doing is the proof that the feeling is real. Hmm. Doing is the proof that the feeling is real. You know, it's not enough to be outraged. Look, the first verse you ever taught your grandkids or your kids was about doing. It was, for God so loved the world that he did something, that he gave. And aren't we glad? Another way to say it is, I'm not altering scripture, I'm just saying a different way to think of it is, God's love for us was so big that it bubbled up beyond feelings and became actions. So the Good Samaritan is remembered for what he did. not for what he thought, not for what he felt, not for what he was outraged by, not for how he changed his, you know, his profile on social media. He's remembered for what he did. And the other men in that story, and they were men in that story, they're remembered too for what they didn't do. And as Jesus told that story, and he tells the smart alecky lawyer that story, and then he says to the guy, okay, so who was the neighbor to the man who had fallen to robbers? And he said, the one who showed mercy. And what Jesus said is important, and it applies today, and it applies right now to this. Jesus said what? He said, go and do likewise. So we've sort of adopted doing is the proof that the feeling is real. You say you care, then what are you doing? There's also an old saying, it's not mine, but an old saying that I hear what you're saying, but your actions are drowning it out. You know, the actions do speak so much louder than our words, and our inaction can speak so much louder than our words. So today, you know, I've been on a lot of Christian radio stations that call themselves Faith Talk or Let's Talk Faith and things like that. And I always say, you know what? Today it's Faith Walk. Today it is about the thing that we do. It's easy to say these things, but what are we doing? God has equipped us. You may wonder, are you blessed? Because I say, well, if you're blessed, we're blessed to bless. Well, I don't feel very blessed, Wilder. I don't feel very blessed. I got all these problems, these medical bills and whatnot. I don't feel very blessed. I'm on the bubble at my work. I have no idea about my future. I don't feel very blessed. Let me clear all that up. If you are hearing us today, you are blessed. Because of who you are and whose you are and where you are, and I would even argue when you are. And now the question is, what do we do with that? Why are we blessed in a way that it's not because we're good, it's not because we're better, it's not because God loves us more than the people that we're talking about today, that we can benefit from just a little bit off our plate? It's not like that. It's not that he loves us more. It's that we're in a position, we're honored to be able to be used by God, to be trusted by God, to be him to them today. So today is about the doing. It is not about education. It is not about motivation. It is about participation. If you love the Lord and you understand that he loves you and has blessed you, now the question is, how do I love others as a result of that? The doing is the proof that the feeling is real.
And, you know, so often there's that sense that, well, I'm blessed because of geography, right? What continent that you were born on makes the big difference. It's just sort of, for want of a better phrase, a roll of the dice, so to speak. Is it really, or are we blessed for a reason? Has God given to us an abundance more so than others? And if so, what's God's intent? You know, nothing, if you're a firm believer in the way the world works from a biblical perspective, then very little happens by accident. Nothing happens that surprises God. If we have been born into a set of circumstances that seems to be, comparatively speaking, more advantageous than someone else's, then is that blessing there just because God arbitrarily said, you, I choose to live in a better set of circumstances, and you, I don't like. You're going to get to drive the Volkswagen, while you, meanwhile, get to drive the Mercedes. I'm being facetious, of course, but you get my point. We are blessed for a reason. So then what do we say as we go before the Lord and say, God, thank you so much for what you have done for me, for my family? And is there something that you want me to do to pass that blessing along, to be used as a vessel through which you might love your creation? And I believe if you think that thought, if you pray that as a prayer, God will quicken to your heart the opportunity where you can make a difference. Today, the opportunity that we set before you is to stand with Save the Children, who right now are engaged in providing emergency nutrition for children that are suffering from severe acute malnutrition. There are, as the United Nations recently reminded us, over 7 million children under the age of 5 at risk of dying from severe malnutrition today, right now, at this moment. So my question for you is, if you're blessed and blessed for a reason, and you believe that God wants to love others through you, and you recognize the fact that there's a crisis going on that you might be able to ignore but you can't unhear, then I guess the next question is, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to put faith into action? One way to do it is go to the phone right now, dial 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836 and say, count me in. I want to pass the blessing along. A gift of $60 one time will rescue a child. $30 a month for a year will literally save six children in the midst of what the Voice of America calls the worst humanitarian crisis in decades. You can make a difference. You can be a blessing to someone else. 888-884-4836 or safely and securely online. Look for the Save the Children banner when you go to KFAX.com.
And now back to Lifeline with Craig Roberts.
All right, we're back, not that we ever went anywhere. And as we continue the conversation, again, let me share that toll-free number because inevitably I'll get a note from my friend and colleague, Jordan Michaels, who says, I heard you on the radio. You give the number too fast. Okay, so we'll do it really slowly just for the benefit of Jordan Michaels and those of you that are taking slow hand dictation. It's 888. That's 888-884-4836. Why is that number important, you say? Because by calling that phone number and using any major credit card right now, your tax-deductible gift will be on its way to literally saving a child from starvation. More accurately put, pulling a child back from the brink of death. You know, we talk about hunger in America, and we know that there are certainly issues where there are communities that are dealing with problems of food shortages. But we're not talking about what is inadequate. We're talking about what is absolutely absent. You've heard us share on this program the stories about the clay cookies, that there are parts of the planet where parents will literally take dirt and mix it with a bit of water and form it into the fashion of a cookie and let it sit there and bake in the sun and harden. And then as the evening draws near and bedtime is close for a child to go to bed who's dealing with hunger pangs, administer this to the child to eat. Now, there's, you say, Craig, that doesn't sound very appetizing. Oh, believe me, it isn't. And the nutritional value is absolutely zero. Zero. And yet they will do that to temporarily trick that child's stomach into thinking it's got something in it. But meanwhile, that child is literally wasting away. This plumpy nut food, this meal ready to eat or food ready to eat that is especially prepared for a child that is suffering from severe acute malnutrition, is the rescue that pulls the child back from the brink of dying from starvation. That's what your gift accomplishes when you call 888-884-4836. $30 a month will rescue six kiddos for an entire year. 888-884-4836.
You know, I was tying my own kids into this just for a second, point of personal privilege. I have twin boys, now they're twin men, and a daughter. So a daughter is now 32, I think. She's 32. And the twin boys are, twin men are 29. And I've traveled during their all their upbringing. I traveled overseas during all their formative years. And when my boys were in, I think, second grade, I happened to be in Kenya, and in Kenya we happened upon along the side of the road a young Maasai boy, the Maasai tribe, and he had a long staff like a big stick that was much taller than he was, and he had all these cattle, and that was it. It was this little boy and this staff and the cattle. And so we asked our interpreter, he said, you know, what's going on here? Well, the Maasai, they're nomads. They don't really have borders. They cut a deal with Kenya a billion years ago and gave all the land up. as long as the Messiah could travel anywhere they wanted to, live anywhere they wanted to, and that there would be no hunting, no game hunting on in Kenya. That's why you go to Tanzania or different Namibia to do the game hunting, but not in Kenya. And so we said, what about the boy? What is he doing? Well, he's in charge of these cattle. He's 8 years old. He's in charge of these cattle. And we said, well, is the stick to, like, get the cattle in? He said, yes, but it's also to protect the cattle from the lions. Mm. And I remember sending a text back to my boys that day and said, how was your day at school? And sent a picture of this little boy and said, it's not one world. And I'll tie my daughter in. My daughter was born October 29th, 1991. 10 pounds, 1 ounce. Yes, 10 pages. Born a third grader, 10 pounds.
Say, boy, that was a fun. Yeah. That was a fun delivery.
Yeah, 10 pounds, 1 ounce. Now, let me tell you why I'll bring that up. Because when I was in Niger, in a hospital in Niger, I met a mother of a 10-month-old baby that weighed less than 10 pounds.
Wow.
10 months old, weighed less than my daughter weighed
at birth
the day she was born. So it's not one world, you know. It's not one world. It's a very different world. Just because we don't see it, because it isn't happening here, doesn't mean it isn't happening. Just because it's not in the headlines, you know, it isn't the latest, loudest person to talk on Capitol Hill talking about what's, quote, important to them. Usually that's what gets them on television, is what's important to them. Well, this isn't important to them right now. But guess what? The need is great. That's why people of God, people who care, rise up and say, we're going to be a part of this. We're going to do it again this year. We did it last year. We have about 500 kids we want to save from severe acute malnutrition, that ready-to-use therapeutic food, RUTF, ready-to-use therapeutic food. It is a miracle, and every $60 can provide that to save one child. And again, I met a four-month-old, mother of a four-month-old. The four-month-old weighed 2.2 kilograms. That is less than 5 pounds as a four-month-old child. The Plumpy Nut is a lifesaver. It brings them back from the brink of death, and that's what you can provide today. Save the Children works in more than 100 countries around the world. Also works right here at home. Works right here in Central Valley, California. You know, they're children of migrant workers that have needs, and they're not life-threatening needs, but they're very big needs. And Save the Children's on the ground now, today, every single week, right here in Southern California. It doesn't make the headlines. They don't do it for the headlines. But the need where I spend most of my time is not domestically, unless it's in the case of disaster or hurricanes and floods, that kind of thing. It's in Africa, in countries in Africa, children younger than 2 suffering from severe acute malnutrition. And today you can provide that life-saving gift of ready-to-use therapeutic food, the emergency nutrition and medication that can save a child, all for just $60. So between now and the end of the show, wouldn't it be something we could save it just under 10? Just 10? Maybe that would be $600 total. So maybe a couple of people would do something extraordinary. So pray, and then also be a part of it today. Don't just pray, but pray and then also act today at 888-884-4836 or online at KFAX.com.
And don't forget that there are operators standing by right now to take your call, even as we wrap up the show here in about a quarter of an hour. You might say, well, Craig, Scott, I'm driving home right now. These sorts of decisions in our family we make together. We get the kids around the table, or at least, you know, mom and dad make a decision together in terms of giving and how much and who do we bless and how do we go about doing it. If you say, I won't be home in time to have that discussion, if that happens after 7 o'clock at night, what do I do? That number is available to you right now and throughout the evening. 888-884-4836. Easier still, grab your cell phone, KFAX.com. I got that set of call letters URL here tattooed on my, that's not true, but you might think you've heard it enough. You've got it memorized. Well, if you go to KFAX.com, you can click on the Save the Children banner at the top of our homepage and give your gifts safely and securely online. You might be planning on getting a nice, big, healthy chunk of money back from the IRS. Just got your taxes filed on Monday, and you're waiting for that gift to come back to you from Uncle Sam. Why not pay part of that forward in the kingdom to save a child's life. Give a gift right now at 888-884-4836. One-time gift of $60 will rescue a child. $30 a month for the next 12 months will literally save six children from starvation. 888-884-4836. Or again, safely and securely online at KFAX.com.
And now back to Lifeline with Craig Roberts.
Into the home stretch, just about 8 minutes away from the hour of 7 p.m. here on the Wednesday edition of Lifeline. Craig Roberts along with Scott Wilder with Save the Children. We've been talking about an issue that if you tuned in kind of late might say, well, Craig, wait a minute. You guys are talking about starvation and kids and made several references to Africa. I read the newspaper. Do those exist anymore? I go online and read the news every day. I get my feed from Drudge. This is not mentioned anywhere, and I would say to you, you're absolutely right. Because guess what? Right now, the old adage, if it bleeds, it leads. The focus is on Israel. It's on Ukraine. It's on other parts of the world. But after a while, mainstream media gets tired. They don't want to hear about the 70th year of drought. They don't want to hear about locusts attacking crops. So we covered that. That was the news 3 years ago. Well, guess what? The after effect continues to this day. The World Health Organization calls what's happening on the continent of Africa an unprecedented food and nutrition crisis. The Voice of America went as far as to say they consider it the worst humanitarian crisis in decades. Food shortages impacting an estimated 150 million people, and of them, the United Nations says 7 million are children below the age of 5 at risk right now tonight of dying from severe malnutrition. In my mind, why doesn't somebody do something about it? Let's call a meeting. Let's get the UN together. Call Congress. Well, neither of them, quite frankly, are really well equipped to make any kind of a difference. And so often these countries are so overwhelmed that where do you begin? Well, you begin one life at a time. And that's what we're asking of you tonight. Would you save one life at a time? You say, Craig, Scott, you know, does it really make a difference? Well, to that child, it does. To the parents of that child, it certainly does. Again, 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836, $30 a month will rescue six kids from starvation right now when you dial that toll-free number or go online to KFAX.com and click on the Save the Children banner.
And then the number, of course, is alive and well past the time we say goodbye for today. We only have 2 days to save as many as 500. It's really our goal to save 500 children. Doug in Morgan Hill said, hey, I want to be a part of it. Okay, I want to be a part of it, too. And so, Doug, thank you. And Doug joins Carol and Larry and others that have said we want to be a part of the day and want to just do what we can. God has blessed us, and we want to be a blessing to others. And so we invite you to do it now. I don't want to beat anybody up about it. You know, we're not the convictor and the convincer. We're just a communicator. And Holy Spirit will convict you or convince you or you'll resist or maybe you won't. And that's, you know, that's not between you and me. That's not my business. My business is to make sure that we let you know this is a real need. And it is life and death. And it is children. And really, you know, if you've ever said, there but for the grace of God go I, and this is that situation, that could be me. That could be my kids. That could be my grandkids. If you say, if you're a believer and you say, there but for the grace of God go I, you then should follow that very quickly with, then there with the grace of God I go. And that's what we're doing today. So God has shown you grace, and so you show it to other people. You've been shown mercy, and so you are merciful. You've been loved, and so you love. Look, I spent many years going to Africa, I beg your pardon, going to China, and fell in love with the Chinese people and the plight that they were undergoing, the different things that are going on there. When I had the first chance to go to Africa, I thought, I don't see it. I don't think it's going to be, it's not going to attach to my heart. That was 14 trips to Africa ago. you would love the impact you can make. And I echo what we said earlier about the man that sat under the acacia tree in Africa. And he said, my prayer is, Lord, please, could someone somewhere think of us? And that's where we have a chance to just pause for a second. Just pause all the nonsense and foolishness and the busyness of life. Just to say, you know what, God, you have blessed me. That is true, man. I get all hung up in all this other stuff, and I forget that you've blessed me. And Lord, what do you want to do? Not what can I do for you, Lord. What do you want me to do for you? No. Lord, what do you want to do through me? We are but conduits through which his blessings can flow to others. It is not about what we do for God. It is about what we allow God to do through us, to allow us to be him to them today. So would you call now, even up till midnight tonight and beyond, 888-884-4836, or click on the Save the Children banner when you go to kfax.com.
In the barely a minute that remains in this Wednesday edition of Lifeline, let me just say this to kind of put it in perspective. A lot of hand-wringing going on tonight across the Bay Area. It's the last season of the Oakland A's as the Oakland A's. This time next year, they'll be the Sacramento something or other.
Aww.
You know, it's a set of circumstances that might impact our entertainment. But the hand-wringing over that, listen, no lives will be lost. The sun will shine again tomorrow. And though it might not be easy to go see an A's game anymore in a year's time, we'll all be here. But that's not true for a lot of kids that, quite frankly, quite starkly, that are with us tonight, that tomorrow morning will be, to quote the interpreter, no more. The question is, knowing it, what are you going to do about it? As we wrap up the program, again, jot down the number 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836. Easier still through the KFAX website when you go to kfax.com and click on the Save the Children banner at the top of our homepage. Scott, we've got so much more to unpack. Let's do it again tomorrow night, shall we?
I'll be right.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Scott Wilder with Save the Children. Craig Roberts saying thank you so much for being with us as always, and we wish you a great, pleasant balance of your Wednesday evening. Pray and think about the kids on the continent of Africa, would you? And not just pray about it, but then do something about it. Till next time around, for our producer, Wanda Sanchez, my engineer, Mr. Mike Matthews, Craig Roberts saying, don't just keep the faith, get on out there and share it, and make it a great Wednesday evening, what's left of it. Till next time, tomorrow at 5, so long.
Opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily represent the views of the ownership, staff, or management of KFAX. Copyright Salem Communications, all rights reserved.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.